From Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. We begin today's program with a waltz by Johann Strauss entitled Voices of Spring. When it was written, the Viennese took it to their hearts. Messenger boys whistled it, businessmen hummed it, and street singers gave a vocal rendering of it. Now, this composition is not alone one of the most popular and world-famous of the Strauss melodies. It also has the dubious distinction of being a great favorite with contemporary composers and vocalists, who often wrote the most extraordinary arrangements or variations of this delightful waltz. But one of the most beautiful arrangements of Strauss's Voices of Spring waltz must surely be that of the famous pianist Alfred Grünfeld. One evening, after listening to Grünfeld playing it, Strauss said, with an uncharacteristic modesty, "Actually, my waltz is nowhere as beautiful as you play it." How beautiful it actually is, judge for yourselves. The Vienna Chamber Orchestra is conducted by Paul Angerer.
Thank you.
The Voices of Spring Waltz by Johann Strauss, the Waltz King. And listening to that music, so full of sunshine and light, one could easily imagine that, like most people, Strauss loved a warm, sunny day. Wrong. Good weather made him uneasy, and he found it difficult to concentrate. He always maintained that the worse the weather, the better his music. Weather, good or bad, never bothered our next composer. In the 1920s and 30s, the conductor Eduard Künicker would sit at his writing desk in Berlin and, day in, day out, rearrange the delightful songs he'd composed earlier into operetta scores. He refused to be influenced by what was fashionable or in. His operettas should be 100% his creation, from inspiration to libretto and music, of course. Success was the result. His third operetta, entitled Der Vetter aus Dingster, the cousin from What's-Its-Name, was premiered in 1921 and was an overnight sensation. I'd like you to listen now to one of my favorite songs from this operetta. It's called Strahlender Mond, Shining Moon, and is sung by Julia McGinnis. She's accompanied by the Cologne Radio Orchestra, conducted by Kurt Krämer.
Strahlender Mond, der am Himmel zerstreut, fällt auf
Julia McGinnis sang Strahlender Mond from the operetta Der Vetter aus Dingstar by Eduard Königer. Nigel Kennedy is perhaps the most talented young violinist today, but he's also a little eccentric when it comes to his appearances at performances. At concerts, he scorns conventional dress, and was once refused entry to a concert hall by a doorman who just refused to believe that the weirdly dressed young man with the punk hairdo was paying his wages, so to speak. Nigel Kennedy has also difficulty staying in one place, and sometimes, and especially if he's conducting and playing at the same time, as we'll hear in a minute, he'll wander around the concert stage, or, if there are steps, down amongst the audience. He has also convinced the pop fans that classical music can also be in. In fact, his technically brilliant interpretation of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons made it to the pop hit charts. Listen now to the first movement from the third part, Autumn. Nigel Kennedy is accompanied by and conducts the English Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
The first movement from the third part of The Four Seasons, Autumn, by Antonio Vivaldi. Like the proverbial prophet, Vivaldi was definitely not very well known in his native Italy. At the fairly advanced age of 62, he finally threw in the musical towel and, turning his back on his beautiful Venice, he set out to seek fame and fortune in far distant Vienna. Now, at the time, the Austro-Hungarian Empire was ruled by the cultivated and artistically inclined Habsburg Emperor Charles VI. Under this enlightened patron of the arts, Vienna soon developed into a cultural capital of Europe and a musical mecca for all aspiring musicians and composers. But whatever hopes Vivaldi might have had were cruelly crushed by the death in 1740 of his patron, the Emperor Charles. Vivaldi died the following year, alone, disappointed, and without a penny to his name. Exactly 50 years later, in 1790, the Emperor Joseph II died. 12 months later, composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart parted this life. Like Vivaldi, he too had come to Vienna seeking imperial patronage, and like the great Venetian maestro, Mozart too died in abject poverty. But just before his death in 1790, the emperor commissioned Mozart to write Così fan tutte. Very roughly translated, this means everyone is doing it. The plot is simple. Don Alfonso, the elderly aristocratic cynic, makes a wager or bet with two of his young friends to the effect that their girlfriends are not nearly as faithful as they pretend. So the one man, masked, of course, flirts with the girlfriend of the other. Listen now to one of these young men, Ferrando, as he sings of the joy of true love and the praises of his lovely and, as he believes, faithful sweetheart.
Oh,
Hans-Peter Blochwitz with the aria Una Ora Amorosa from the opera Così fan tutte by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Interestingly enough, there was a slight scandal connected with the premiere. In Viennese high society, exactly the same sort of thing happened in real life that Mozart depicted on the stage. Two husbands made a bet to test the fidelity of their wives. As in the opera, although the ladies failed the test, there was a happy ending. Did Mozart, who'd a naughty sense of humor, know this and base his opera on this scandal? Who knows? Still on the subject of love, I'd like to end our program on a lively note. The Polka Française, Opus 83, or Greetings from Amour, as it's known, was written by Eduard Strauss. Polka Française, Opus 83 by Eduard Strauss, ending this edition of Melody Time. The program, which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Erhard Burger, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare, wishing you all the very best, and do take care, won't you? Bye now.